You're listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
A sex shop controversy in Michigan. A store was shut down in Zeeland, Michigan. The city says you cannot sell adult toys in the downtown shopping area.
Yeah, they put their foot down.
But the owner says, come on, it's 2020.
Yeah.
It's time to work this stuff out. Here's the story from Wood TV. Yep, it's Wood TV covering the dildo story. Let's get to their report here if I can.
Wood.
Stop. Wood TV.
USA's Heather Walker has the story tonight. Right now, the shelves are empty because the city says the toys have to go or the shop will be shut down.
James Grayfield.
Basically, handcuffs, more handcuffs, hot wax.
These are a few of the items that used to be for sale, now forced to be put in storage.
This is really vanilla stuff.
Everything's empty, except for this.
Stop it. I know, this guy has green hair. Just a heads
up.
He's
a green beard as well,
I believe. Yes, he's got a green beard and green hair, kind of like a mermaid color. If you will.
Different.
He's a different fella.
Yeah.
For sure.
Pretty
homely mermaid.
Yes, they let me keep the cleaning spray almost as an insult.
Patrick Cooper is the owner of Grimlock's Emporium for the Misbehave Lady. It's tucked behind a tattoo shop off of Elm Street in downtown.
Grimlock's Emporium for the Misbehave Lady. I like it.
It's a long name.
I like
Misbehave
it.
Lady.
It's a long, long
it's
name.
It's true. Just like,
it doesn't look like they have a sign.
Well, no, just on the door.
It's trying to be the Hogwarts of sex shops.
I guess.
Zeeland. You could pass by and never notice it. But social media spreads news fast, getting the attention of City Hall.
I opened up at 3 o'clock on Thursday, and by 2 o'clock, the chief of police was at my door saying, you're done.
Why can't...
I'm sorry. He opened up at 3 o'clock, and by 2 o'clock,
the police time travel, Dave. Done.
Oh, my God. He ran into time cops.
This guy runs a business?
Yeah. Well, he tried. He was in business for, it looks like, a negative hour.
Yeah.
According to his...
Negative 1 hour.
According to his timestamp. All right, back to the story.
Let this shop operate in the downtown area.
Sure, it's, again, by our definition, is an adult bookstore.
Zeeland City Manager.
Oh, that's crazy.
Bookstore.
Zeeland City Manager Tim Klunder says the city zoning ordinances prohibit an adult bookstore in the downtown.
So the city of Zeeland put these ordinances in place saying we don't want sex shops in our downtown area.
That is correct. Yep. By any zone other than our I-2 zone.
The industrial zone.
The idea that I could sell a chainsaw to a four-year-old, but then get in trouble for selling his mother a pink plastic replica of a male anatomy is silly to me. That's crazy. But that's where we're at right now.
Jesus.
The shop owner plans on fighting to change the zoning ordinance.
The demand is huge.
In Zeeland, Heather Walker, News 8.
I love the city's Field of Zeal. That's the town's logo. Field of Zeal.
I think they should have just let them just operate for a week and then just go out of business.
Go under, because no woman is going to go in there and buy things. I mean, maybe some guys would, but I doubt it. I don't think they'd have a... Yeah.
He looked like he had made his own shelves.
I don't know how many... Yeah, they were made of wood.
He's not the best publicist.
No.
Because imagine a woman going in there. I don't think you'd feel comfortable buying your stuff from him.
Dude, I feel like he puts the stuff on himself and he's just been sitting in there.
You're not going to Grimlock's Emporium for the Misbehaved Lady, Lisa?
Women would just buy on the internet in secret. They're not going to go into some store with that guy.
It's all dudes that look just like him that are shopping there.
Exactly. Yeah.
And where is there really a problem?
Any cops?
Are people selling chainsaws to four-year-olds? Is that a problem?
Yeah, what is that comparison? That's such an odd comparison.
How's a four-year-old going to lift a chainsaw and take it out of there?
Just one chainsaw, please.
Yeah, that's actually pretty cool.
You sure, kid? What are you like, four?
Yeah, exactly. So what do I put in here? Just normal gas?
Yeah, well, you got to mix the gas and the oil, properly.
Yeah, that's true.
That's one of those.
I need a gas station on my way home.
Okay. Here you go.
So he had to put an LLC, get an LLC, and put that long name on there for his LLC. He was able to do that and rent the place, I guess.
I mean, I will say this. Worrying about someone selling dongers...
Oh, it seems
so dumb.
It seems archaic.
But I understand in a community, maybe not, you don't want that. I get it.
Yes, I understand, I like, having it. Zoning laws yes. and, like, they're, you know.
I'm fine with that.
You can't just put a factory in the middle of a suburb.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We get it. We understand that. They weren't stopping
him from
owning.
But is that an adult
owning...
bookstore, like, selling
did
dildos?
Did he have books?
No.
Yeah,
and
he
wasn't,
books.
You couldn't get go porn.
Yeah.
You know,
he was,
like,
hoping women would come in there, but he even said on there, like, you're denying, like, your mom, the mom's right, whatever. I don't know what he said, what his quote was, or something like that.
Yeah.
And the title of his business, Misbehave Lady, like, what are you looking for?
Well,
you freak.
He's a freak, is what he is. You're a freak. You're a green hair.
You're a freak.
I'm pretty open minded, but I don't know. That guy's weird.
His quote was, "The idea I could sell a chainsaw to a 4-year old, but then get in trouble for selling his mother a pink plastic replica of the male anatomy is crazy to me."
No, you're going
to
get guys going in there. Yeah. Sorry.
No, I don't think you should just start opening a chainsaw for the children of Emporium.
Just to change that. Change the business. There you go. Grimlock's Emporium for little chainsaws.
Yeah.
For little, chain, little lumberjacks.
I don't know. Were there, like, an outrage of women out there? Like,
no,
but give us our dildos.
We want our dildos.
Of course there is. Yes.
Give us our dildos.
Probably somewhere. I would love
what,
them.
Like a protest?
Yeah, I'd love to see it.
I'd love to see it too.
You'd love to see it.
You'd love to see it.
You would love to see a dildo protest. Give us our dildos.
That's a pretty. There's some.
I know you would.
Yeah,
I know you would.
A giant dildo.
Yes.
I have a big giant dildo scepter.
You would be out there for sure. Get a petition.
How far away is this place?
It's far. It's up north, right?
By Grand Rapids, isn't it?
I don't know. I've heard of it, but I don't know where.
That Wood TV, I think, is a Grand Rapids channel.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. They probably don't have a lot of places to go buy dildos, I guess.
Yeah, they probably got a shortage on dildos.
I mean, but like you said, I mean...
You just buy them on the
internet. You know, like up in that area, there's a lot of...
Any kind of dildos I've ever bought is...
have it shipped right to your door.
You're very discreet about it.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's
it's far,
opposite side of the state. Almost 3 hours away.
Yeah. Highly religious area.
It is.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, that explains there.
I would make that drive for dildo justice.
I know you would.
Yeah.
Dildo justice.
You can so feel far. The zeal while you're there, James.
The people in zeal want to feel it. Watch Grimsley. Sex shops stay open.
Grimsley.
Let the wonderful moms of Zealand feel the zeal. Meant to feel it.
Yeah. Apparently, it's full of rich Dutch people who are incredibly prude and get married around 18.
Mm. Oh. I didn't know that.
That's there's a like large pockets of religious stuff.
Never been there.
No.
Never will.
No plans to.
No.
Very far.
Oprah has some secrets to spill.
Yeah?
I'm sure.
Sexy
stuff
secrets.
Oh,
God. How about no?
Tell
no,
you.
No bra.
Oprah's talking about sex.
No bra.
She played a game of Never Have I Ever, and the subjects of one night stands came up, and she copped to it. Was a long time ago, though. She said, like, the early 80s.
Before Stedman.
Before Stedman.
Yeah, Stedman's been...
It's been around a while.
Yeah.
Has she ever sexted? She said, are you kidding? I'd be a fool. No. She's also never been to a strip club, she says. She has never pole danced.
Thank God.
Of course not.
Thank God.
She says she's never skinny dipped, even though she has 3 pools. She thought about doing it in a hot tub. It didn't.
Hmm.
She thought about it.
She thought about it.
Yeah.
She's got enough privacy. She could do it.
Oh, God. She owns her own islands and stuff, right? Like, she could do whatever she wants.
Yeah.
She could walk around nude 24/7.
Mm-hmm. You'd
hate
to see it.
You'd hate to see it.
You legitimately hate it.
Yes, indeed.
Stan Stedman.
He probably hates to see it. I always thought her and Jamie Foxx had like a weird...
They flirted a lot.
Yeah, like a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Like a lot.
Jamie Foxx is a flirt.
Yeah. He's got a great big giant
dog. I've never had a sexual thought about Oprah.
That's good to know, Dave.
Thank you, Dave.
I didn't think that you did. Yeah. I think most women, most guys could say they had one, like they've at least envisioned... But she doesn't strike me as a sexual being.
Well,
like,
she's like an inspirational type person, more so like, you know.
She's not. She's, you know.
Yeah,
not
never
a sexual.
Sex appeal.
That's a funny thing. That's very brave. That's another very brave thing. I've never had a sexual thought about Oprah Winfrey.
I haven't.
I'll tell you
most women ought to be like, yeah, like Rachel Ray. Like everyone, I'm like, wonder what she'd be like to bang. You know, like you just
Jesus.
You just think about it.
It's all that food that she cooks.
Right, must be. Yeah.
No, if Oprah was here right now, I'd be like, you're so sexy.
Oh, just to get a little taste of that
you're
Oprah
so
cash.
Sexy.
Oprah?
You're the sexiest chick I've ever seen in my life,
Oprah. It'd be hard not to spit game at Oprah, huh? Mm-hmm. Just because how rich she is.
You just want to be like a sugar baby?
You don't need that, Stedman.
I'm Oprah's sugar baby.
Chuck's with Oprah now.
Yeah. I just want to be Oprah's K-Fed.
Oh, my God. I want to be Oprah's K-Fed.
She's way too smart for that.
Yeah, I know. She is. I don't know.
She never allow anyone to get her money.
But no.
Oprah's gay fed.
That's hilarious. I'm thinking about
her up, Chuck. Yeah. She never got married. Whatever. She never would get married.
$2.7 billion, Chuck.
Yeah. I'd take just a little bit of it.
$2.7 billion. You can get just even knock off a couple million. You'll be all
set.
Oh,
my God.
That lady's whole story is so crazy.
You could probably find $1 million on her couch.
I'm sure you could. You're like, I found $1 million in the cushions. In the cushions.
$1 million. What is this here? Someone a giant said. Emerald.
What?
Yeah. Oprah, I'd eat that.
Hope you like cauliflower.
Yeah. Someone said Rachel Ray wouldn't shut up in bed. Yeah, I didn't think I'd like it.
I wonder if she'd hold her coffee cup. She holds her coffee cup constantly on her show.
Is she like promoting Rachel Ray?
No, she just stands there and it's like she's all casual, cool, you know. And so I wonder if she hold her coffee cup.
Was I banging her?
Yeah.
I hope not. Exactly. I'd hope I'd bang the coffee cup right out of her hand.
Takes a sip.
Jesus.
I'd be so offended if someone held a coffee cup while I was having sex with
them. You know? Gotta stay hydrated.
It's not a good look.
Wow.
It's not
I don't know what her catchphrases are.
Does she have a catchphrase?
She does, and I can't think of it right now.
All your little guys are in here.
Look her up. Look her up her show.
Rachel Ray makes Betty's food.
Yeah, she makes
Sammy's
dog and
Evo
cat food.
She does eat Yummo.
Oh, Yummo.
Delish.
Delish.
Easy peasy.
Yep, yep, yep.
God, you would hate having sex with her. Yummo, this is delish. This is easy peasy.
I don't mind when somebody's complimented my sexual moves with those terms.
Yes.
Yeah, yes.
Yummy, delicious.
Yeah.
Yes, it is easy peasy.
Have you ever looked up her husband? Look up her husband.
No, what's his deal?
Just look him up.
Okay, Lisa, all right.
Just look him up.
Oh, John Cusimano.
Well, I don't know. You have to see.
You'd have to check him in more.
Yeah.
Okay, listen to this. How do they describe him? Not only is Rachel Ray's husband, John Cusimano, handsome, charming, and completely straight.
Because there's been questions. People have questioned whether or not
he's straight.
Oh! That's all he can say.
Why would you even put that in?
You have to put that in your profile,
like when
James.
You look him up.
Go to images. I want to see images.
Every time I meet somebody at her work, she's like, this is my handsome, charming, and totally straight fiance.
Yeah.
Also how James is introduced. Because everyone thinks he plays for at least two teams.
That's funny. Yeah. Like, I'm in an indie rock band called The Cringe.
Yes.
Yeah,
that's so funny that comes up before. Under his right under his picture.
They've been married a really long
Did
time.
Die? That's not something.
No, he's still alive.
Oh, okay,
they've been married 15 years.
Yeah,
handsome, charming, completely straight,
and completely straight.
Weird.
Yeah,
yummo.
Weird that you'd have to put yummo. He's yummo.
Yummo.
Oh wow, someone called it a filthy name. All right, you know what? And someone said this too, like. I said I've never had a sexual thought about Oprah. I will say that I've thought about banging Martha Stewart.
Well, Martha Stewart,
she was super hot.
And that's
awesome.
When it was. When we looked at older
Martha
pictures
Stewart.
Of Martha Stewart, yeah. She was smoking.
She was a model.
She used to be a model, right?
Yeah.
Hot she was.
Yeah.
But look at her now. She's like almost 80 and she's still.
Is she almost 80?
I think so.
That's crazy.
I looked her up recently.
Martha, 78.
Dude, I would have thought
she was
like 20 years younger than that. That's crazy. Martha Stewart's cool.
Yeah, the pictures of her younger, she was very attractive.
She's like a super rock and roll kind of lady.
Still.
Yeah.
She's still doing it.
Snoop Dogg and her.
Of course she'd bang that. Are you kidding me?
Oh.
Look at her posing with that cow.
And then she's got a cow with her.
Yeah.
You know?
But she was beautiful.
But then she's cooking you the best of food.
Right.
Yeah.
You know?
And she makes these cool pine cone centerpieces.
She loves Snoop Dogg.
She loves Snoop. I love their relationship. Oh. Her and Snoop's friendship is the funniest thing to me.
Yeah.
Someone said Ellen DeGeneres.
Yeah.
I can't say that
I've... Like so, she's so fun.
I guess I just... I know that she what she's into, so
right.
There's no reason for me to spend any time thinking about... You know, I feel like we just sit around and high five a lot.
You'd want to keep her away from any ladies of yours.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, sure.
Because they would go with Ellen.
That's fine.
Yeah. For sure.
Go ahead.
Someone said Rachel Ray was servicing you. Your dong is yellow.
Yeah,
that's delicious. This is delicious. I mean, I guess it's all right. I'm better than being grossed out by it.
Yummo.
Then you respond with, yeah, banging you was easy peasy.
Let's get a Sammy.
Yeah. Yes. Now go make me a Sammy.
Go make me a Sammy. Sammy.
Yeah. Got some cold cuts.
Just people you never thought about banging. Pop into your head once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
Like Oprah.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Rate Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
How did the Fort Myers toe sucker manage to get an old broad's toes in his mouth?
Ooh.
Can I just say, before you say anything about this toe sucker?
Sure, yes, go ahead.
If I get into sucking toes, I hope I have higher toe standards than some of these guys.
I think you just, like we've said before, like the upskirt people, it's not about who
it's attached
to.
I guess that's why I can't ever really get into it.
It's just about the fetish. You don't care who those toes belong to.
I can't even imagine
what body they're on.
You'd have to be, I'd have to find you so hot. I mean, I don't know how hot.
To
want
to suck your toes?
I don't know how hot you'd have to be.
I agree.
To me, the thought of it. I think you probably would suck Margot Robbie's toes.
Yes.
100%. She was like...
Do it.
I know that would be...
If it was make or break it?
You would do anything, I know.
If it was make or break it,
yeah,
get those toes in there. This little piggy.
Come on. Well, she's special. She's, like, different.
Right.
You know, like...
Yeah.
But so that's the thing. That's the kind of, like, shoot for the stars toe suckers. That's what I'm saying. Like, what they do is they find some old lady.
What matter.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I get it, but it's as we've said before about these weird perverts and these weird fetishes. Not that toe sucking is super crazy,
yeah.
But it sometimes doesn't matter who the toe's attached to. It just matters that you can get those toes in your mouth.
I'd be thrilled to death if Margot Robbie had a toe thing, because then generally that means like the toe thing gets them to where they need to go.
Yeah,
like, right. And then it's easy peasy. You actually can please,
except
like, Margot
you
Robbie
saw her feet in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Did you see that movie yet?
No, I saw
her feet are disgustingly filthy. If she put them puppies up on the table and said, "Suck them, Dave."
Oh.
You know, I'll tell you what.
There's dudes that are into dirty feet, though.
Oh, yeah, I would think that with the fetish part of it, it would be the dirtier, the better, the you know,
the smelliest.
I'll be honest. If she put that ugly, gross, dirty, I'm getting out the scrub, bro.
Oh, I'm cleaning it first. Oh, I'd have to clean it
first. I'd clean them up.
Yeah, let's look it up.
Look it up.
I'd be getting between them toes.
They're all over that movie. Maybe you can watch it on the plane.
Because he's obsessed with feet, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Quentin Tarantino's got a foot fetish.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Maybe I can. That's
that.
A smart.
Yeah. I mean, watch it.
She's. We're flying together. Real dirty in that.
Look, Chuck.
Like they're filthy.
That's gross. But look at her.
They're filthy. I know she's beautiful, but look at damn feet.
Ooh.
They're all like
Quentin's
it must
so
be Quentin.
Up the
it's
head.
Quentin Tarantino. I said his name wrong once.
Tarantuti.
Yeah. I say it wrong all the time, but he's got a fetish. Even
definitely.
Leonardo DiCaprio's feet are dirty. That other hippie chick that was in the car, her feet are dirty.
The whole movie had dirty feet. Like every single
that
person
like
in the movie had dirty
feet.
Something
weird about, he was like, I want everyone to have dirty feet. Like it's like artsy fartsy.
Yeah.
The thing about her, she was just on that chicken wing thing. And she's just so cool.
Yes, I watched
like
that too.
She's so cool, like down to earth.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
Like, you'd never think someone that hot.
No.
You'd love
could
the banger.
Be the could be the way that she is. You know?
Yeah. But I mean, if someone puts those feet up in front of you, God.
Oh, it'd be tough. It would be tough. But let's get to the story here.
I'd go to the front. I'll be honest. I'd just.
The front of the foot.
Yeah, I'd go to the where the.
You don't want the bottom.
No.
No, they want their toes in your mouth.
Yeah.
They want you to give them a
whatever
toe.
She wants.
Yeah.
This hospital worker at Gulf Coast Hospital in Fort Myers arrested, accused of sucking on an old broad's toes. So she was a patient there.
Mm. Oh, no.
But believe it or not, he spoke to the news.
He did.
He spoke to the news.
The sucker.
Balls to speak to the news about what?
We're going to do like a sit down interview like that.
Don't bother blurring my face.
Yeah, just put me on.
Here's the story from NBC2 in Fort Myers. Take a listen.
It makes me look crazy or like creepy, and I'm not. Like, I'm not that type of dude.
New at 11, the man accused of sucking a hospital patient's toes is speaking to NBC2. It is 23-year-old France Belderin. He says the nasty accusation is false, but it cost him his job and even a night in jail.
He talked to NBC2's Nestor Montoya because he wanted to set the record straight.
Belderin has actually been working with hospital patients for 4 years. He says an incident involving his own cell phone somehow escalated to this heinous accusation. The 23-year-old denied sucking the woman's toes and says, no offense to her, he wouldn't have wanted to anyway.
I can't believe this.
She's afraid and we're in the dark. It's a dark room. It's a dark room with a dark male at the foot of her bed. Don't know what she's like. I can understand. I'm not going to sit here and act like, you know what I'm saying? But I'm not trying to do that with you. For what?
Fired and sent to jail after a patient accused him of sucking her toes.
When the security came and got me, like, I was like, what's going on? And they're like, just come with me.
France Belderin says Monday night, while working as a sitter at Gulf Coast Hospital, a mishap with his phone led to a massive misunderstanding.
If I offended her in any way, I mean, I apologize.
He says he dropped the phone under the patient's bed, but ended up touching the patient while getting it.
My hand's on the bed. Yes, it's close to her, but I'm reaching to get my phone.
According to his arrest report, the patient at first thought it was a nurse, but then felt wet in between her toes. That's when she told deputies she saw Belderin on his knees, bending over her feet.
It makes me look crazy or, like, creepy, and I'm not. Like, I'm not that type of dude.
The 23-year-old says the incident cost him his job and reputation. Belderin says he's innocent and hopes to clear the air before his life is ruined.
And I know there's other opportunities, but there won't be if I get hit with this felony.
And Lee Health did release a statement saying they're cooperating with law enforcement, but they couldn't comment further because this case is still under investigation. I'm in the
studio. So the old broad, in case you missed it, she said she felt her right foot being touched about 11 o'clock at night. She assumed it was a nurse checking for swelling until they were touched again. And then a third time, that's when something wet was between their toes.
Oh, man.
And she says when she looked up, she saw this guy on his knees with his head over her foot.
How old is this lady? They have any details about
they
her?
They just say over 65.
Hmm.
Yeah, so, but it could be 87. And then you don't know whose mind's gone. I would just say this. No one on earth would normally go on the news. Mm-hmm. So just the fact that he chose to go on the news.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's so weird. How do you prove anything, you know?
Well, it's just, you know, you can't.
You can't. I mean.
And like in Florida, he's guilty no matter what. I mean, they just instantly say he's guilty in Florida.
Right.
I don't know. It's it could be I like, oh, God, that's bad. I got busted. I better try and.
What do you got to do? You got to take her feet to court.
Yeah, but you know, like,
when, like, look at that. You think.
You know, when people are lying and it's just.
He seemed legit. I'll say
he
that.
He did.
He's a well-spoken dude. He seemed legit. He seemed like he was. He couldn't believe what was happening to him.
He was like, he's worried people are going to think he likes to suck on old ladies'
broad's toes.
Yeah, he's like, I can't. He's 23. Yeah. He's like, I can't.
I would never suck on some old lady's toes.
That's crazy. Like, that's nuts.
Oh, man.
Did he say something like that?
Yeah, he was like,
no offense, lady, but that's gross. Yeah. That's, you gross.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's a tough go.
Now,
if he didn't do it, I feel horrible for him.
I do too.
If it was like a huge time. Misunderstanding.
But how it's her if word
he
against
did do
his.
It, I feel horrible for her.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
So that's the dilemma. And there's no cameras in hospital rooms. Mm, it's really his word against hers.
Yep.
And it was dark in the room, and what she thought was wet could have simply been his cold finger.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And he admits he put his hand there to go underneath to get his phone.
Yeah.
She didn't actually see him sucking.
No. No.
He's just like, black guy! Black man!
And then everyone else is like, they got him.
That's what it seems like.
Yeah.
But again, you don't know.
You don't know.
But yeah, it just seems like they arrested him right away without even.
Oh my God, yep.
He did what, ma'am? He bothered you? Can I cut my mouth?
Yeah. Yep.
Yep. So I really don't know how you get to the bottom of that unless the old broad says, well, maybe he didn't. You know, unless she comes to her senses.
The only thing that's a little fishy about it is, like, if she is with it and is like, there was one touch and then there was like two touches and then there was the third touch. I mean, because if I just touched anyone mm-hmm. by mistake, I'd be like, whoa.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, an old broad's toes in a hospital bed.
I know that my grandma, if she was in the hospital at 90 and she said something like this,
you would 100% say that they did it.
Her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. 100%.
People are wondering what he was doing in the room. It's a double room.
He
was a sitter. The other person in the room with her is considered a flight risk. So his job basically is just to sit there and make sure they don't leave.
Yeah.
That's his job. He just sits in the room all night. Mm. And make sure the other person
which is
doesn't
boring as hell. You know you're on your phone.
Yeah, totally boring.
I also feel like you got to be vetted a little bit to even do that.
Right? I would hope so.
You know,
would he have waited 4 years to suck an old lady's toes, or would he have done it a long time ago?
Yeah, I
feel like the lady's toes were grazed accidentally. And she really thinks that this happened.
Yeah.
It's rare that a toe sucker case would make the news and we'd side with the toe sucker, but I think we're all on his side
right now. I feel like he's shooting this. I really don't know.
Someone's made a great point. Couldn't they have swabbed her toes instantly for his saliva?
Yeah.
They would have had to do that.
Yeah.
Right away.
So, but they didn't, I'm sure.
No, I think that it was. They took the old lady's side right away.
Yeah, because that's what they do.
Yeah. She wasn't his patient. She wasn't the flight risk. It was the other patient in the room. So he wasn't working looking over her. She said that he did, after the toe sucking, he peeked behind the curtain and asked her if everything was all right. And that's when she called for assistance. And that's when a nurse asked what happened. And that's when this old broad said that, oh, he sucked my toes.
I guess you'd have to talk to maybe some girls he's been with, because if it turns out like his thing is toes,
then that changes some stuff. Yeah, that's a fun
have thing. You been with this man and did he like sucking your toes?
Yeah,
that's a weird police investigation.
But listen, so I get accused of sucking an old lady's toes, I'd bring in every single person I've ever been with.
Oh, me too.
I'd be like, did I ever in my lifetime suck on your toes? Did I? And they'd be like, nope.
Yeah.
Like, bring another one.
Yeah.
I'd
have everybody.
You'd have to try and set the record straight for yourself.
He has, like, social media and it's all toes and we know.
Toes! That's another good.
I'm sure he removed all of his toe stuff.
if he's smart.
Like his profile pic on Instagram's toes.
Yeah, like what is his like username? His
toes.
I love toes.
Toe sucker.
Oh, I don't know if he has. He's got a real, like, France Belderin is a real, you know.
Very unique name.
Is that him?
Probably.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't really look like him. Oh, wait. That's Lee Acres, Florida. It's got to be him.
Yeah, it's him.
That's him.
It's okay.
So let's go through his.
Oh, God damn it. I just can't stand it.
Let's see. I'll look him up on, see if he has any toe pictures on his Facebook profile.
We just need a Facebook profile just to be able to see. Mm-hmm. Be like just a
I've been saying that for years.
Yeah, I know.
I never do it.
This is crazy.
Been to a lot of different universities in Notre Dame.
Yeah.
Well, he did graduate from Notre Dame.
Yeah.
Yeah, currently lives in Naples.
The easiest thing to do.
No.
I'm looking through all of his pictures right now.
And his life's virtually ruined if it's just some lady, hey, was sucking on my toes.
I don't see a single toe.
No toes. No feet.
No toe. No feet.
Do you know Belder in Danger? Has he ever sucked your toes?
He has photoshopped himself in front of a really nice house.
So he's pretending that's his.
Yeah.
But that's different.
He photoshopped himself.
He photoshopped. He's like almost as tall as the house.
What's going on with you, Belder?
I did find a pair of picture of Converse shoes
but
that doesn't mean anything.
I think we have his name mixed up too. It's France Belderin. Well, Belderin's his last name.
Yeah, he just calls himself.
Yeah, but this is him. This is the guy from Naples, yeah. France Belderin. Yeah, he just put his last name first, too. His name's on there twice.
And also Danger. He added Danger.
Yeah.
He put Danger right
there. But he lives in Naples, Lehigh Acres.
If he's licking old lady toes, he is dangerous. But I don't know, man. It sucks that his whole life is ruined.
Has he posted anything about this? Does he have any posts that are like, I don't suck toes?
No, nothing. In fact, he hasn't posted in like almost a year.
Oh, okay.
Oh, man.
It's just weird. Like, I get it, Lise. You know, like, if you have someone, you know, you got a very elderly grandma and she says this, you're like.
It's like, where do you come up with that?
Right.
I think he might have worked his way here from Haiti.
He might have.
So he was at.
Yeah,
Notre Dame,
his hometown is Haiti. Well, his hometown is Haiti.
Class of 2015 or 2015. Man, I don't know.
What is his likes?
What he went to Notre Dame? What did he graduate in? What was his degree? If he's a sitter at the hospital.
I hope it's not toes. What's going on with you, friends?
I don't know,
Belderin.
Anyway, can't get to the bottom of that.
We've seen some toe people go on the news, like
the guy.
The Toledo toe guy went on the news.
He sure did.
You know?
Is he still doing that?
He was on the news, and he was like, yeah, they wanted me to do that to
right.
their toe.
His defense was different. He said that they all liked it.
Right.
You know, this guy thinks that. He was trying to say that on record that that lady's feet were gross to him.
I just feel like if he was making a story up, we would have been able to see right through him.
Yeah, I don't. I felt honesty from him. Yeah. I'm not. Who knows? People can seem honest and then they're lying to you. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for sure. So, again, if he is telling the truth, it sucks for him because I feel like it's going to be real hard to prove that he didn't suck that old broad's toes.
It's a felony.
No, it's hard to prove.
Yeah, a felony.
Well, it's a felony especially because it's a crime against an elderly person, right?
But this is how.
A
battery.
A poor black kid gets to go to jail for who knows how long.
And then have a felony record.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's battery on a person over 65. Bad charge. You don't want it. Don't suck old broad's toes, just in case.
Don't even go near him, I guess.
That's it. But that was his job, was to sit
in that
room.
You can't.
You drop your phone, you got to call someone else in the room to get
up. Call somebody in there.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Subscribe now to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
An adult film shot at the public library in Santa Monica, California, while it was open, Now people are outraged after the video showed up on Pornhub. This has got to be the trend, right? There was that Massachusetts gas station where they filmed a porn while it was open. Yeah. And they're threatening to shut that guy down. Here's a story of how this one played out, though, from CBS 2 in Santa Monica, California. Take a listen.
Yeah, the video is more than 10 minutes long, shot on Santa Monica city streets and also inside this library, apparently when that sign read open. For obvious reasons, we can't show you most of it. We've also chosen not to show the woman's face.
That's how I walk.
Yeah.
No, I love taking long walks.
It's a porn stunt apparently meant to get clicks, but it's provoking outrage. The video shows a woman exposing herself on Santa Monica streets, even outside John Muir Elementary, then carrying out sex acts inside the Ocean Park Library.
God forbid a child walked in the library and walked right in on the middle of it. That's my biggest concern. Children don't need to be exposed to this. If you want to do porn, stick to the hotels.
Neighbor Janet McLaughlin was so disgusted after another concerned parent sent her this link that she took to social media to get the city's attention.
So the phone's in my pocket, guys. The phone is in my pocket. I'm just to get by security yet.
Take a look. The woman in the video walks into the library, apparently during business hours, and shoots the video, all while talking about not getting caught. We couldn't reach city leaders on a weekend, but McLaughlin says they're well aware of this video.
They say that it's a misdemeanor, and unless they witness it themselves, there's nothing they can do about it.
The video was uploaded to a porn site that pays per click. The man in the video's face is never shown, and we're not naming the woman, but a search shows she has other adult films.
Well,
and in this age of pays per click, people are going to extremes to get views. And McLaughlin worries the laws are not keeping pace.
We have to have laws to stop them from doing things that puts children in harm's way.
You should upload yours.
Stop it.
We tried to reach the mayor for comment, but he wasn't home tonight. We also reached out to Santa Monica.
Does any of the government into the matter. Work in Santa
no.
Monica?
No.
They can't reach any of anybody.
No, they're unavailable. They're so like, I found that porn.
Okay, we probably can't listen to
no,
it.
No, we probably can't. Oh, wow. Boy. It starts out pretty graphic.
Oh, my God. Wow. That's in the library?
Yeah, they did more
than library?
They did more than I would have thought.
I thought it was just her touching herself.
That's what I thought, too.
No one's in the library. They can get do this.
There. Yeah, you're right.
Wow, so
she's doing stuff on the streets.
Yeah, she's performing on him on the streets. She's riding him on the streets.
Full on stuff.
Whoa.
That's the racial ray right there.
They never show his face. They just show his dong. Oof. There she is walking down the streets.
It's a hell of a summer day.
Oh, here's the library. It's good to know. Okay, so in the library, maybe she does just do solo stuff in the library.
No,
you think there's more?
No way.
The guy sounded so creepy too.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
He's like every guy who shoots the POV.
Yeah.
Oh, no, she's giving him a handy in one of the aisles for sure.
I bet it gets a bit even more intense.
Okay. What's happening here? I see fingers.
It's hard to tell because
our internet buffers so much just watching a porn. Oh, no, she's... Oh, wow, that is a uptight scene on the backside area. Oh, no, she's riding him. Is she riding him? Oh, yeah.
Oh, no,
that's his finger. I was going to say, that's a tiny little dong.
It's huge.
What else?
It gets... Man, they're in there for a long time.
I know,
time.
You guys. There's obviously no one in this library. Yeah, no one ever goes to this library.
I think they went to the upstairs. The old people don't go upstairs.
I can't believe this is going on so long. Oh, yeah. So there's more oral.
Finish the... It looks like full on.
Full on. Yeah, he's banging her. He's banging her in an aisle surrounded by books and people. That's crazy.
People were around in there? You can see.
You know what, though? There's a lot of library videos out there.
To be honest,
there was like a girl who got busted and was in big trouble.
Yeah, I remember that.
Jeez.
Yeah.
What the finale is. There's a finale. Okay.
Imagine you slipped in something. You slipped in something at the library.
Oh, yeah.
Jeez.
You don't want to do that for sure. I'm just trying to see if they tape her walking out, if there's people around. I thought I saw someone in the background, but...
I didn't see anybody. I don't think anybody that works in government in Sacramento or wherever this
Santa
is.
Monica.
Santa yeah. Monica. Yeah. I don't think anybody...
All right, here, this is them walking out now. Oh, yeah, there's people right there. This, at the counter there, there was two people, one standing, one behind.
Where did you find your box, sir?
Oh, they didn't go upstairs. They just walked around to the main floor. Yeah, they went to the kids' books area. That's why the neighbor was so concerned.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
Wow.
Misdemeanor, but all the promotion in the world needed to make a killing as a porn star.
Well, let's see how many views it's had already. 41,466. She does a lot of
this. Is this the per-click site that they were talking about?
Yeah, Pornhub.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a Pornhub page. You like YouTube.
Yeah.
Not as many as I thought. I mean, still quite a bit, but you'd think...
That means someone made a fortune off of you. Damn it, Dave. You should have really went after that money.
I'm putting my own.
Oh, yeah.
You were on there for a while, though.
You're not on there anymore?
Somebody made a fortune off of
him. Someone made a fortune off of Dave.
Did you have it removed or something?
No, I didn't.
They're making money on it, dude.
Yeah.
On somebody's account.
No, I don't even know what it...
It's like legless... Oh,
you don't
want to
look that up again.
He spelled it wrong.
And talk about it.
No, it's terrible. It's probably we got to reopen that. As soon as a scam heals, it's like, away. We got to re-tear it open.
I can't.
Maybe I think this is also the one where they called you not very nice things.
Yeah.
Because it had like 100,000. It had more than this library.
So someone made money off of that?
Yeah, per click, and it was at about 1 million clicks.
Dave.
I know!
That sucks.
First Hot Pockets and all that.
Yeah.
I'm losing money left and right.
Yeah.
I'm losing money left and right.
Oh, man.
Oh, there we go.
Is it still there?
There we go.
Oh, no, that's...
Oh, no, that's just
the actual...
Somebody had uploaded it to Pornhub.
Yeah, no, it was for sure.
It was on there.
It still is.
I'm sure it is.
I'm sure it is. Dave would have to tell him to remove it, I believe.
I'll have to do that now then.
Yeah.
If
they're making money on it.
Yeah, for sure. If someone has it out there.
But that's just crazy that you could take something.
But it's on more than one site.
Email them or
it's on a lot of sites, though. That's the thing. It's not just one. It's been uploaded now on a bunch of different sites.
It is... The thing is that if you remove it, I feel that it could explode.
Even bigger.
Even bigger because of trolls.
Yeah,
I think you're playing with fire.
Yeah, you sure are.
Put that on your to-do list for today.
Contact all sorts of porn sites.
Take my video off.
Could you please take my video down? Thank you.
Put that on your to-do
list. Dave Hunter Porno?
Yeah, that's,
there's one of the sites that does it, and there it is.
That's it. That's got 50,000 views on that, and that's not the main site.
Nope.
Son of a bitch.
Put that on your to-do list.
Contact porn sites.
There's so many porn sites you'd have to contact.
There's like services. Right?
Got a busy day today. Gonna contact 18 porn sites.
There's like a service that you can call that'll... Erase stuff off.
And how much are they going to charge me for that?
A lot of money, I think. Mm.
Jesus. On my list today, continue lawsuit against Hot Pockets. Contact porn sites to remove videos.
Pornhub, you have 58,842 views, Dave. With a 93% thumbs up.
Hey,
you found it?
Yes, I found it on my phone.
How many views?
58,842.
And so he's got 100,000 views.
Mine's done playing.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah, it's worth watching.
It's very erotic.
Yeah.
Erotic.
Erotic. He uses that word a lot.
Erotic.
It's very erotic.
Oh, God.
Some people are like, did Dave do porn?
Yeah, now I guess.
People are like, wait a second, did Dave do porn? Jesus.
Don't know. They don't know.
Yeah, Dave did a porn. Dave's on Pornhub.
He's an international man of mystery.
He took on Hot Pockets. He took on Pornhub.
If you want the video, do you have a text to link into the deal?
I don't ever need to see that again as long as I live.
Well, if you need it to try to help fight to get a ticket,
you're going to need that link.
That link.
It's copyright material.
Anyway.
The problem is it's probably not even your copyright.
Whose copyright is it?
The school's. The school?
School.
The school made that video.
No, but it was through us.
It?
It was just,
okay.
That was just an intro to our.
There was a sponsor.
I think that's just what our company's copyright.
Yeah.
Yeah, it would be
our
company.
But owned by us.
There might be, maybe they made it easier.
This is awesome.
There anything that is clickable that says like copyright claim or something? So I feel like
there's probably a contact us somewhere.
At the report very video.
Underneath all the anal videos.
Yeah. Let's see what else comes up here. My suggested videos.
Oh, amputees.
Oh, dildo amputee, amputee BBW, amputee hand job. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, you're definitely.
Oh, wow, yeah.
What are people saying?
Heard you on the radio, please. Found the video, 10 out of 10. Someone stole this from another site to post it here.
Oh, yeah, you're right. So this isn't even the original.
Nope.
This isn't even the original one here.
So never
please go down to the comments. I just want to see what they're saying.
Long-time listener, first-time watcher. I never got off so fast in my life.
Told you it was erotic.
That's a verified account, Dave.
Yeah, that is.
That's Congo.
Oh, my God.
You'll never agree to do that again.
No. Are you kidding? I learned my lesson.
Videos.
No more possible porn videos being made with Dave in them.
Who would have thought that, though?
I don't know.
Get ready. I'm about to make it rain, everybody.
Not me. Okay. All right. It's gone. It's got to go.
Did she take her top right off? Did she have stuff on?
She had pasties on.
She had pasties on. Okay.
No.
I think we have to go get her some pasties.
Remember that.
Mm. They say click report, but I didn't see a report button. Again, it's just on my list of things to do today.
Yeah, you got
to
learn.
Contact Pornhub.
Take it to the top, Dave.
I need to speak to the head of Pornhub.
You can get the head of Pornhub on the line.
Yeah. That guy lives on the moon.
That guy is probably one of the richest people.
Do they have a 1-800 number?
That's a fine question.
I doubt it.
Let's imagine how many weirdos would be calling Pornhub. The 800 number.
You call.
Hi.
He's gonna call. Listen,
is this an operator? Oh, hi. I got you on two phones.
This is exactly how a scammer gets old people all of their money, because they go,
do you think that company has a 1-800 number?
And then they come. They're like, hello. Hello. Yes. Yeah. Pornhub. Yes. 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 That is us. We need access.
So you don't think this is legit here?
No,
dude. Look at that.
No.
Let's call and see. I want to call.
No. Don't even call.
Why?
Let's call Pornhub. If I can get this taken care of right now, right here, right now.
Hi, Pornhub. Patch me through.
The current wait is 5 minutes.
Sorry, you have reached a
number. I don't know.
It's just not in service.
It's not.
Yeah, because
dialed is not in service. Please check the number.
They definitely were just.
Hey, Pornhub, me again.
I've been leaving messages for 2 years.
I was hoping somebody get back to me.
Let's see.
Can't get a phone number for Pornhub.
How you can just send them a message.
You got to email or fill out a form.
Yeah.
That's how everything is now.
It'll take you 9 years.
They've got to have an office number.
I don't know that you want to be the guy that's answering the phones for Pornhub. I'm sure
but people have weird. To. They still have offices.
They have a live chat.
I don't know if that's the kind of live
chat. Yeah, I think
it's
might.
Pornhub live chat.
Okay, but it's not Pornhub Live.
Is it with a cam girl?
Chat?
Are you about to chat service? With a girl diddling herself, please?
Yeah, because that is, they do offer that service.
No.
So be very careful of what you do.
You are now chatting with customer service. Oh. You are now chatting with, I don't know who that is.
Oh.
Do you want to chat?
Yeah, let's chat. Let
go,
me go
on there.
Okay, let me go. What's the name of, how do I get a video removed? Hey, Silas, how are you?
Is this bad? You think we're about ready we're going to get a virus or something?
I hope to God that this is...
Does that look
this
right?
This came right from
PornhubLive.com support chat?
No.
How do I get a video taken down?
Where did you find this?
Your permission or something.
Okay, so it was on the Pornhub site. You clicked on it. Okay, then it might be real.
Because you could fill out a form, an email, or you could just do
my permission.
Live. Oh, boy.
I did an amputee porn. Say I did an amputee.
No, I'm not saying that.
Tell them.
No.
Yeah, James, type it.
No, I want him to take him seriously. Amputee porn, he's not going to take me seriously.
But that's what your porn is.
Yeah, but when we get there.
I don't think anyone.
James is trying to chat with this guy. You're not. Get out of my chat.
You
just want erotic so bad.
I did a very erotic.
He loves the term erotic.
He loves saying erotic.
Come on. We don't have all day. We're on a show.
Hello.
No, I don't know. Maybe Lisa just clicked something that was maybe an ad.
Oh, typing. Agent is typing.
Pornhub.
Oh, this is only for the live cam site for assistance with support.pornhubpremium.com.
Jeez.
Thanks, Silas.
Oh, God. It's a long ways to run around.
Oh, call toll free.
Is that it?
There you go.
Support.pornhubpremium.com.
Okay, let's call them. There you go. I got the number, bitch.
This is a fun adventure today.
We could have Skyped, too.
Oh, we can Skype with them?
Yeah.
And I get to see them?
Yeah, they're probably nude.
I need to get a very erotic video removed.
Extremely erotic.
Hello, Pornhub. Pro Biller support. This call may be recorded.
Pro Biller
support. Rules and cancellation.
It's about.
Press 1. Wait. For technical support, press 2.
Is it technical?
No.
Are you sure it's not technical?
Help.
Welcome to Pro Biller support.
This is about this pro biller thing.
For billing inquiries,
help!
Is this the people that pay for their
customer service? Customer service.
Why don't you just start a chat with one of their...
Welcome to Pro Biller Support.
Oh, you this go F yourself.
Jesus.
Start a chat right down
maybe
there.
Maybe this is what we want.
Maybe this is the right
one. No, it's Pro Biller again.
Oh, God damn it. It's the runaround is what it is.
Yeah, so they make it hard.
It's impossible to get a very erotic video removed.
Why would you want to get a very erotic video removed?
Because it could be, Chuck, if there was a picture of you up there, a porn of you up there with your dong you're not too proud of, you'd want it removed?
I mean, you would, but I mean, that porn
you've made
is...
This is something that almost ruined my marriage.
This porn you've made is...
Upset some people.
Porn you've made.
All right, relax.
Yeah.
Well, James and I are both in this.
Could you imagine how awesome
erotic video?
Oh, that's true. You are. I think we're all in it. We're technically all in it.
We're all spectators.
We're all in my porn.
Yeah.
You're all in my porn.
Put it on there.
Me, you're the cheap man. I'm on Pornhub.
We're watching it. We're the weirdos, huh? We're just sitting around watching it.
Yeah. I'm just always in the screenshot in the back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's great.
Lisa looks like she's having the time of her life.
Lisa had a blast.
She did.
Yeah, she did. She loved that porn.
I need this erotic video removed.
Please remove my highly erotic video immediately. It's up there without my permission.
It's erotic.
All right, well,
I think you'd never even track down all the copies that are on there of it, too.
Wasn't it like on, like, you take one down and then it almost like splits because like the nerds are mad that you took it down?
Yep.
You've angered, you anger the nerds that way.
I guess I don't want to anger the nerds.
Yeah, good reviews though, Dave.
Yeah.
Never seen a more erotic video. 11 out of 10. Would jerk again.
Never seen a more erotic video.
You know, if you're coming back, jerk again. That's a good. That's the highest compliment you can get.
Yeah, that is.
You got that right.
Yep.
That's how you know it's maximum erotic.
It's disturbing.
Yeah, very disturbing.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.